Thunder! Thunder! Thundercats!
Scat, this is your mother. I will not have you peeing on a tree like a streetwalker trucker type.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Hi, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica, and I play the role of Tom Zarek, and you are listening to Extra Life Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is show number 119 for January 2nd, 2007. It is our first show of the new year, second day of the new year even. And it's good to be back. We missed basically 2 weeks of shows. Last week I did a little interview with Ding Pong, which many of you liked and a few hated. Screw you. Just kidding. It's fine if you don't like it. It's not like we do it every week, people. Just calm down. He's on once in a while, makes the kids happy. It's fine. Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. It is good to have a new show going, and we look forward to a great year of Extra Life Radio as usual. This episode is brought to you by YouByNow.com, as usual. Use Extra Life as your code and save 10% over at YouByNow.com. I still don't have news about the new sponsor. It should happen anytime now. I told you I'd know by the next show. I do not know yet. I'm waiting for paperwork, as it were. But welcome to the show. Lots has happened since we last saw you. We had Christmas, we had New Year's, and now we have this, which is really the most important thing ever.
What has happened?
That's having you guys on the show, of course.
Yeah, but you said a lot had happened since last year. What happened?
Since we did a show last time, I'll tell you. Let me give you a couple of examples. First thing
Christmas
was,
happened.
Nothing really happened. It was pretty much dumb. I can't really say anything happened. Actually, we didn't have much of an eventful holiday. Obsidian, how'd it go for you? Any hangings or machete slayings or anything? What do you guys?
Nice.
How'd it go for Christmas?
Starting off the new year with
something. Voorhees escaped his cell.
Well,
in
didn't
Colombia.
They hung Saddam Hussein like the day? What day was that? That was like the worst timing. I guess over there they don't care about Christmas, but it just seemed like happy holidays. I mean, it just seemed terrible to me.
Yeah, but you just said it. I don't think they really give a crap.
I don't think they do either. I don't think they do either.
In fact, I think the guy that pulled the lever that drops the board out from underneath his feet was wearing a Santa hat.
Yeah. And can I just say this? I saw the video. Somebody snapped like camera phone footage of it. And it was on the web with like in, a couple of hours or whatever. And I'm watching it. And can I just say this? Even the executions have this like air of total utter chaos. Like, that should have been one of the most controlled, sort of, I don't know, solemn, sort of marching, sort of Green Mile type moments in the world's history or whatever, or at least modern history. And instead, it was like, oh-le-le, I mean, people were, throwing melons in the air and shooting them out of the sky and stuff.
I was just amazed by the fact that they were hanging him. Yeah. I mean, hanging him.
I know, and it was hardcore hanging, too. It wasn't just like, fake hanging. This was like Old West, hold on to your butts hanging, dude. It was gnarly.
It was cheap.
It was cheap.
Very cheap.
Yeah, that is a cheap way to go.
And no, but I mean, I was reading the paper, and all of a sudden I read, Saddam Hussein's execution has been approved, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. I expected that. He's hanging. I'm like, what? Is this for real?
Like, yeah.
What can be worse than that's like totally ancient.
How about
I didn't even know that they would hang people still in the world.
If they do it right though, it's fairly quick.
Yeah, but how do you know if you're doing it right? I mean, you got a bunch of guys.
It snaps your neck. You don't strangle to death or nothing. It just snaps your neck and.
Well, they were going to feed them to rats.
Are we sure that doesn't hurt though? I mean,
what, the snapping of the neck?
Yeah, all that stuff.
I don't know.
Well, it couldn't have hurt too bad
because
they put that nice little velvet wrap thing around his neck between him and the rope.
Yeah.
So he didn't get into a rope burn or whatever.
Because that's the worst part.
Yeah, you don't want that.
All right.
But no, I mean, that just goes with all those stories of dying peacefully in your sleep, which in my opinion are just crap. There's no way you can die peacefully in your sleep.
Because you know you just wake up in the middle of the night and go, ah!
Yeah, I mean,
and no one's around to see it. Look
how peaceful he looks. The whole dying in your sleep thing is more like I woke up and died and nobody noticed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, died peacefully. Point. In other words, he didn't disturb anybody.
Yeah, only his wife.
Yeah, he died peacefully, as in it was peacefully for us.
And his wife of 35 years reached over at 7 a.m. like normal and felt the cold, stiff, dead body of her husband. It's terrible, man. Nice. That's not a great way to go either. And besides,
you know what?
We are going to get so much email for
this. This is what happens, dude. No. This is the thing about death. I guarantee you this is what will happen to me. I'll go a long time. I'll be in my 80s. I'll be laying there.
You're going to die on the toilet.
I'll fall asleep.
You'll be playing the DS and just fall over like Elvis.
I'll fall asleep. I'll die in my sleep. But I guarantee you, I'm taking a dump right then. It'll all be in the bed. And then whoever finds me is going to go, dude, he crapped.
Yeah, but that's what happens. That's your body, all your motor skills go out the door. And
motor skills.
When you die.
You can't play the DS or nothing.
I know when
you die. Gotta be like, I'm on level 10.
When you die, you become a very bad first-person shooter, I've heard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's basically like, you know what, guys?
What?
I actually forgot what I was going to say.
You know why? Because I didn't start the show right. I never started it by telling everybody who was here. So let's just do this real quick. Obsidian here is here from commissioncomic.com. He brought with us a cold. That's good. We have with us Brian from Mission Deep, who brought with us no sickness at all, apparently. And Andrew comes to us from the Wang of America, otherwise known as Florida, and also from the Instance.net with a cold of his own.
Yes.
So you guys are sounding good. Good to have you here.
Very nice.
Start your year off great with a fresh cold.
And let's talk about death and sickness.
I know. I was going to say.
This is an upbeat show.
I was like, this show's probably the darkest we've ever done.
Exactly. I'm cutting myself now. What are you guys doing?
Anyway. You know when you die, you crap yourself. You know that, right?
Oh, I think I was going to mention something about dying on the crapper. You know how that's probably the worst way to go.
Yeah. You think so?
I always thought eaten by wolves was
actually,
the worst way.
Dying on the crapper is pretty good because if you're going to have to let go of your muscle activity anyway.
Ah, yeah, that's a good point. But do you stay propped
on the
toilet?
Yeah, but what about when you die and then rigor mortis comes in and you're stiff? Yeah. You're stuck in that position, and they have to put you like in this big square cube of a coffin because you don't fit. Because you don't fit in a normal coffin because you're basically squatting.
Yeah. If it, do they flush it? Do they flush after that?
Twice.
No. They honor your turd.
They do.
They put it in a separate coffin.
Oh, that's nasty.
Horrible.
The evil twin.
It's yellow. Let it mellow.
Yeah. But bam, flush it down. Give them two to be curious. Anyway, our toilets here in America, I know this is semi-related, are completely underpowered. Just want to throw that out there. We have all these laws.
Maybe they're underpowered for you.
What do you have to do? You have to break yours up with a stick?
No, dude, a hanger. You have a hanger by every toilet. No, here's the thing about toilets.
I can just imagine Scott pressing his face against one of those little windows that the bathroom has. You know, he basically doesn't fit in the bathroom anymore.
No.
His face is pressing against the little window. He's going like, Kim, bring me a saw. Bring me a saw.
Anything at this point.
It's bigger than a baby's
arm. No, but here's the thing. Let me before this turns into the poopy show, I got to just say this. The American toilets, there are laws regulating water usage here that make our toilets take 3 or 4 flushes to do anything, which really, in essence, ruins the whole savings of water because you're doing it 4 times. But my point is, up in Canada, dude, those guys have turbine engines in their toilets.
But the Canada? They crap big.
How's it going,
up in the Canada?
I just sucked.
What do you mean up in the Canada? What is that?
Did I say up in the Canada?
Yes, that's what you said.
I apologize profusely to all our Canadian listeners, which are actually many I've seen. We get a lot of...
I'll refer to Canada from now on as the Canada.
That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be called the Canada.
But for example, my toilet is a bit underpowered. You flush it, and it doesn't require 2 or 3 flushes.
Wait,
it requires is for you to flush it and just stand there pressing it.
Wait a minute. I don't understand.
You got to stand there and watch it until it goes away.
I didn't think vegetarians pooped.
No, they just don't poop normal, dude. You got it backwards.
Oh, no. Running. Yeah, we pee through our butts.
Ah, sick. Here's the thing. When I was in the South, and this is no offense to Floridians or South Carolinians, but when I was in Mississippi, every toilet I ever flushed made the sound of an old emphysemic man clearing his throat before it would do anything. He would go, and then it would do it. It would do its business. I always thought that was really weird. Anyway.
Yeah, but when you were here, did you have to break it up with a stick?
No, dude. Maybe it's the altitude up here. I don't know. And Obsidian, can you please?
Hey, Kim, can you bring me the crapper stick?
We got our own stick.
I got a big one.
It's a wooden stick, and on the end of it, it's got like a rubber fist, they can like mash it up.
That is horrible.
She's a back
that's
scratcher.
It, mash her up.
Yeah.
The way I see it, Scott probably goes. He has like a jar of hot water right next to the toilet. He likes to take a crap, then he likes to pour in the water and watch it go like soup. So then he flushes it and it's all liquid. Dude, and it's a lot smoother for the toilet. It's
nasty.
A lot easier for the toilet. Bigger and then he goes to Kim and he goes like, "Oh, look, Kim, it's like it's like pudding."
It's like pudding. Pudding.
It's like pudding.
All right, so I got a question. Does the toilet really go the other way where you live? Does it really go counterclockwise?
That's for Australia.
No.
I thought the South America, anything from the equator, right? Or the equator is, I'm
no,
Brian,
it's actually,
sorry, I should have pronounced it your way.
It's actually true in Australia. The water rotates in the opposite direction.
Really?
Let's go find out.
Apparently, I once read that was an urban myth, and that it's because the rotation of the water does not depend on the hemisphere, but on the rotation of the Earth. And basically, the Earth is rotating the same way down here. Trust me on that one.
I think it's true, though.
Exactly. Which way does it rotate on airplanes?
Well,
on the airplanes, it doesn't, because on the airplanes, it's this cool blue water. And if you look on the airplanes, they actually force the rotation because the airplane water comes out from a side.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
it sort of like goes around.
And if
like
you're
that.
Really obese, it'll pull your tongue right out. You got to be careful.
Pull your tongue out?
Yeah, dude. Pull it the other way.
What were you doing in the toilet, Scott?
I'm telling you, I heard this story about it was actually a cruise ship. About this, okay, no offense to big people. I don't have a problem with anyone big, all right?
Jeez, yeah,
before,
Scott is
let me preempt
big,
this. But anyway, I heard this story about a lady on a cruise ship. This is the worst show, first 15 minutes we've ever done.
Yeah, delicious.
Okay, on a cruise ship.
This is excellent. This is
On this cruise ship, there was this huge lady who was using a cruise ship toilet.
Wait. Define huge.
350 pounds.
Okay, that's huge enough.
Huge enough. That's enough to get you on the cruise ship, not enough to keep you home and use the crane to get you out and all that. So anyway, so she's on this toilet, and it's just like the ones in the airplanes where they just go, I mean, really hard and fast. Well, she apparently, this is supposedly true.
She was drinking out of the toilet.
No, it's on Snopes, but she was so big that she created an airtight seal around the toilet lid. So there was no air to get in or out. And when that thing, and she flushed it before she got off. And because there was no air, she actually ended up sucking out like 20 feet of her intestines or something like that.
Oh, man. I thought she was going to say that she created some kind of space vacuum. And space-time continuum.
I thought you were going to say she went all down the toilet.
People that went in the bathroom, they open the door and all they see is like the blackness of space.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
So, she created a wormhole between here and Alpha Centauri, yeah. Dude. No.
That actually worked out pretty good for her because she probably
okay,
lost
wait,
some weight.
I got some
that,
toilet questions.
She
for
lived though.
Girl.
Hold on, I got to tell you the way it turned out. She actually survived.
There's more?
Yeah, they had to get rid of a bunch of her intestines, but it turns out it wasn't a big loss because she had more than your average person. I don't know if
she
that's possible.
She probably had the same, but it is true
possible.
That you can survive
everyone
a little
has
bit.
The same
with...
amount of intestines, whether you weigh 100 pounds or 400
yeah, that's true.
Pounds.
Yeah, but some
that's
of
them, but actually, you can survive with less intestines than normal. That is true.
Some are more impacted with fecal matter than others. Go ahead.
Okay, now just answer this quickly.
Good Lord.
Okay, now first off, how do you flush? Do you stand up and flush, or do you flush while you're sitting?
Stand up and flush. Don't like the sprinkles.
Yeah, don't like the sprinkles. Don't like the little sprinkles.
Depends
shower.
On
plus
the
you gotta see what you're flushing too.
That wasn't
sure
another
did.
Well, what, to make sure you did.
Make sure you didn't.
Yeah.
You don't want
sure you didn't crap a
what
baby.
What about
yeah,
how do you find
did it? Did I just take a dump and throw my keys down there?
You don't
I
want
check.
You don't want that thing licking your can, right? You don't. If it, no, I mean it. If you got something longer than usual,
than
you don't want like
arm.
A little.
If it's licking your can.
No, like a little grease pencil, you know, swinging around in there. You don't want that.
You do need to break it up, Scott. If it's licking your can.
What about you, Andrew? Do you stand up or do you sit?
I can't believe we're doing this.
I stand up.
Okay, now, second question. Do you examine the turd before you flush it, or do you just fire and forget?
What do you mean?
You
like,
have
to
check it.
And turn it
no,
over
you don't do that. But you got to look at it, because you got to
yeah,
check
I
for,
mean,
like,
yeah.
blood
do
and
you
chunks
look at it,
stuff.
Or do you just, like, do your turd and flush it and never
oh,
look
did
at
that
it?
Come out of me?
Where did that paperclip come from? That kind of thing.
I don't remember eating carrots.
Yeah, that's what I usually do it for. It's like, I couldn't remember what I ate yesterday, so I got to find out.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I always examine my turd. I always, you know,
you're supposed
take
to.
A good look at it. And
you know, it's smart.
No, no, I mean, because you look at it and you're like, that color doesn't look right.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't look right.
What are you picking up, like a uranium rod? Like a hot, like
I've never
hot,
seen a turd that color.
Like a hot uranium rod down at freaking Area 51 or something? You got like a little tong? Or what's
no,
the deal?
No, but I do like to look. For example, I examine, and I examine certain factors. I examine color. I examine yeah. consistency, and I examine if it floats.
Yeah. Have you ever
you
got
know,
an albino turd?
Obsidian, you're spending way too much time in the bathroom.
Wait a minute. Brian wants to know if anyone's ever had an albino turd.
Well,
now,
I have had very pale
question.
Turds, but not albinos.
Oh, my god!
That turd looks sick. He looks pale.
That's one tail. That's one pale-looking turd.
I can safely say I may have been sick, but I've never had
an albino turd. You know, all white with pink eyes, just like that.
Okay,
listen.
I'm gonna share too much information here.
Oh no!
Yes,
dude.
Let's go.
If you take Pepto Bismol, if the next day your stool would be black.
Oh yeah, black
and
as
it's
night.
It's okay.
Yeah, black yeah. as night. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyone out there who might...
first time ever happened.
You're like, whoa, what's going on? I got like the black
like,
death.
When I busted my knee, they told me, okay, you got to take this. This is a vitamin. This is called B-complex. Like, okay, this is B-complex. I took B-complex. The next day, I go to the bathroom, but this was I'm doing number one. You know, I'm peeing. And all of a sudden, I'm peeing, and then I look, and I'm like, whoa, that is too yellow. I mean, this is like, whoa, they're like canary yellow, like radioactive yellow. I mean, normal pee is not supposed to be that yellow.
No, it
but
isn't.
But then I went and read, nobody had told me that if the B complex is working in your body, yeah. your pee is going to come out like incredibly yellow.
Well,
but it
I
was
mean,
amazing.
Your urine is supposed
amazing.
To be, technically, your urine is waste out of your system. So it's if there's not any waste in your system, it's supposed to be just clear.
It's supposed to be sterile too, isn't it?
It's supposed to be actually clear like water.
Which
when
is why
waste in your system, whether it be sugar or crap from sodas or whatever, is why it comes out yellow.
And that's why they peed on the trees in that movie in Waterworld. They peed on the tree. All right, I won't bring that up again.
He wasn't peeing on the damn tree. How many times do we have to tell you?
I thought he peed on a little
into
tree.
The purifier.
I thought it was a little tree. I got it all mixed up. All right.
I thought that was Red
ever,
Dawn where they peed in the.
Have you ever read Dune, Scott? Dune?
Red Dawn.
Dune, they
yes.
pee, didn't they?
Yeah,
they would pee suit. Into their suit, and the suit would recycle it.
Oh,
yeah,
I've never read Dune. I never read Dune. I've always wanted to read it. Is it totally worth reading? Should I read it?
To me, and most people don't know this, but... Dune, the Dune series, but the six original books by Frank Herbert, not the new ones by Brian Herbert. The original six books of Dune are my favorite series of book of all time, even above The Lord of the Rings.
Wow, that's cool. Don't I mean, you think?
I've
maybe,
read the first one.
Maybe Peter Jackson should make a new set of them, or someone like him. Hello?
Well, Dune would be a little difficult, because Dune is very... Dune is very intense. Dune is way too philosophical and stuff like that. So
yeah.
It really doesn't go well in the movie.
Well, did you notice how I was able to successfully transition us from poo talk to Dune and science fiction?
You honestly think I'm not thinking about poo anymore?
I'm thinking about poo right now. I'm thinking about the great albino poo as we speak.
All right, this is what I wanted to do today. I wanted to, after all the poo talk, I wanted to get into what we are looking forward to most in 2007. We asked some of the listeners They spoke up, had a few ideas. Many of them matched some of the things we're going to mention. And I thought we ought to talk about the things in the general, in kind of the main geekery categories. And that might be film, gaming, technology, and maybe a few personal things thrown in there. Let's start
with... Yeah, there's a new pocket protector coming out.
It's sweet.
It looks sweet.
So, oh, if I ask you...
It's Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi and, pocket protector?
Yeah.
You can transfer your pens in seconds. So, Obsidian, if I had to ask you the movie you're most looking forward to in the coming year, what would you say?
Transformers.
Really? That surprises me. I don't know what it would have been, but I didn't expect that. That's cool.
What did you expect?
I don't know. Maybe that Del Toro movie we were talking about before the
show.
But
that's supposed to be this year.
Oh.
I mean,
well,
yeah, I'm
going to
watch it. No, last year.
Oh.
I mean, I am going to watch it this year because here in Colombia, they don't even know it exists yet.
Yeah.
But I consider it to be a movie of 2006.
Okay, that's fair because it was made then anyway.
It was supposed to come out last year.
Or it was released.
Yeah,
I think technically it was released then.
I'm totally psyched about it. I mean, I'm totally looking forward to that movie. You guys know that Guillermo del Toro is my favorite director of all times and everything. But
we've heard
it's last year's movie. Last year's movie. This year's movie that I'm looking most forward to
is Transformers. Okay.
And wow.
Bring it on. Me
I have
too.
To admit that the more they've shown in the trailer, especially that last trailer, I was like, it looks like they're really doing the robots right.
Oh, did you guys hear that audio I posted on the blog? I haven't heard it yet, actually.
Yeah, the recordings of Optimus Prime.
I'm going to try to put some of it in the show at the end if I can remember to do it before.
You should try inserting your own and I really think you should try inserting your into the part of the trailer where they say, you know, the only thing we got was the sound.
I really should do that. Why don't I do
that?
That
would be awesome.
I could do that.
Repost the trailer with your sounds added.
I'm going to do it. I'm downloading it. We're doing it. Good idea.
You're doing it. Ooh.
Here are some others I'm looking forward to, or just a couple of them. I think Transformers, most of all, is definitely something I'm interested in.
I think it's going to be the summer blockbuster. I mean, it's going to waste everything.
I want another, the next Hellboy movie.
Well, that's not this year,
but
is
that this year?
I don't think it's this
year.
I think it's 08.
I'd really like it to be.
That's his next movie. Yeah. Del Toro's doing that one as well, so that's good.
Yeah.
And then he's doing Mimic 2 or 3. I guess they did a Mimic 2.
Yeah, because there is already a Mimic 2.
Yeah, which is crap.
There actually is already a Mimic 3 also.
Oh, there is?
I think Del Toro wasn't in... He was only in the first one.
Yeah, he was only involved in the first.
He was only involved in part 1. Part 2
which was actually the only good one.
Yeah, I agree.
Had nothing to do with...
Wouldn't it suck to be part of a movie series or franchise and
just watch
it three or 4 years later down, somebody comes along and says, you know what? That your part two was so bad, we're going to pretend like it never even existed.
Yeah, the only exception.
Call this part two.
There's so few exceptions.
Oh, yeah, so you're talking about like the Superman thing?
No, dude, Superman
yeah,
two
know
was
your
awesome.
Your movie sucked so much that
like
we're just
going
to make believe it didn't happen.
Superman Superman Returns actually takes place after part two.
Yeah,
they're basically wiping out Superman 3 and 4 as if they never existed.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with that.
Those
writers and directors must feel real good about themselves. First the movie sucks, and then they're like, we're going to write your movies out of existence.
Yeah, remember that Nuclear Man? He's out of here. We're not doing that anymore. No, but here's the thing. If you take...
Are you still on track? Movies.
Ahead. If you take these, there's a couple of exceptions to the rule. I would say Empire Strikes Back. The second Lord of the Rings movie, and I'd say Spider-Man 2, and then third or fourth might be
Spider-Man 3.
Aliens. Aliens was a great example of a really great sequel. So
but wait a minute. Would you actually consider the Two Towers, and would you consider these movies to be sequels? Because I wouldn't. I mean, I would not consider
the Two Towers movies.
I wouldn't consider it to be a sequel. I would actually.
I consider all three of those to be one giant film.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, fine. How about? But in Star Wars' case, I'd still say Empire Strikes Back.
No, I don't consider it to be a sequel either. I mean,
I do.
That Star Wars really. No, I mean, to me, Star Wars is like just six movies.
To me, Star Wars is a big lucky break for a guy in a turtleneck, and nothing worked after that. Because I love Star Wars.
You know,
he's
probably sitting in a couch filled with money laughing at that comment right now.
Stuffed with money. With a money print on it.
Stuffed with money and two of the non-surviving
These hundreds are poking me in the butt.
Yeah. Is that what George Lucas sounds like now? I haven't heard him in a while.
That's exactly how he sounds, actually.
That was impressive. All right, another couple movies I'm looking forward to. Hot Fuzz.
Fudge?
Hot Fuzz. F-U-Z-Z. It's by those guys that did Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
That looks great.
That looks hilarious.
I'm not sure how I feel about the Tarantino Rodriguez Grindhouse thing yet.
The Grindhouse movie is going to be just fun.
It's
going to
be a little over the top, maybe. I don't know.
But it's going to be one of those movies that's just fun. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I still don't like...
Dust Till Dawn was a fun movie.
I still don't like Rodriguez, and everybody, I mean, when Sin City came out, everybody seems to have forgotten what he had done to us already.
With what? Yeah. I mean, like Spy Kids?
No. Actually, I liked Spy Kids 1.
The first Spy Kids was good. The other ones were
I mean, the first Spy Kids was totally trippy.
Dude,
were you mad
because they didn't have any 3D glasses down in Columbia?
actually, I saw Spy Kids 3D, which was a bundle of crap. I saw it on TV. I saw it on HBO, and all I could say was, why are they even showing this movie here? It's a 3D movie.
Yeah,
that is weird. You didn't like Desperado?
Yeah, I'm talking more about Desperado and the big bundle of crap that was Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
I hated that.
Yeah, he did that too. He also did The Faculty. Yeah. The Faculty was pretty bad.
That was okay. It had Robert Pattinson. It was okay. The Faculty was okay.
I thought that movie was a good. It reminded
the soundtrack was good.
It reminded me.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's go by the teacher's lounge. Oh look, they're drinking water. How suspicious.
No, I like that movie. It reminded me of like the 80s horror movies, like monster movies.
Yeah, I agree. I think Andrew's got the take. That I think they were but that's almost my problem with this Grindhouse deal. It seems like him and Tarantino are going, let's make the campiest movie ever based on all those campy movies
like
we used to watch all the time.
From the very first preview I saw, the short preview, it reminded me of the actual like the exploitation horror movies of the 70s.
Well, exactly. That's what they're doing.
And I think that's what they're going for, is they want to make it.
But can
like
you
those
force that, though?
70s.
Can you force that? Isn't that something that just has to happen naturally?
I don't know. I don't know because.
And Rodriguez could pull it off.
Well, Tarantino pulled it off in Kill Bill 2, because if you look at the way the camera moves in all the kung fu parts of Kill Bill 2, it is totally inspired by the old kung fu movies.
Yeah.
And just look at Pai Mei and the movie, how he just waves his beard around. It is the most forced acting ever, but it looks good and it's funny and it makes you laugh. And
well, maybe you'll do it again then.
Especially, it's more funny if you actually like or seen those types of movies before, because you like when I saw the second part of Kill Bill, I got it because I've watched those movies before, so I got what he was trying to do.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So now, Children of Men is a 2006 technically release, but that's one I'm very much looking forward to. Everybody I've talked to who's seen it is saying this is like Blade Runner for today. Like, it's just awesome. It's an epic thing.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it.
So have any impressions of this? Have you guys heard anything cool about it, is this just too new?
Other than the trailer, it does look really good.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, at least you're honest. Brian, you have any opinions on cool movies coming up this year that we haven't mentioned?
I want to see. I'm excited about the mediocre superhero movies that are coming out this year.
All the crappy ones?
Surprise us all.
Yeah.
Such as like Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I've
never read any of the Ghost Rider comics.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, after seeing the preview and not really knowing any of the backstory for Ghost Rider at all, I think the movie looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah, and the scene, there's a scene where he's in that convenience store. He's got a sock over his burning head, and he asks for the Huggies and any money you got. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's too funny.
I'll be taking these Huggies and whatever cash you got in the register.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm looking forward to that. That's a good one.
I'm not psyched about it, but I definitely can't have
it. It'll be worth seeing. Brian, anything else? Any others?
I'm also stoked about the new Fantastic Four movie. I'm hoping that they can get it right this time.
I hope,
especially they have the Silver Surfer in there, and he does look good. But I'm hoping that Galacticus is going to be in there.
He is in it.
He is
in it for sure.
Yeah,
How the crap can you put Galactus in a movie? That's like one of those things that just...
You get to see like his knuckle.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, though. Is the Silver Surfer... I heard they just took the dude from Terminator 2 and
that's
suited
all it
him
looks
up.
Like. Yeah. It looks... The special effects were not that great. I kept hearing a lot of people saying, oh, that looks awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
but,
I saw that in the T2.
I thought the Silver Surfer looked... I mean, okay. I got a confession to make. First of all, I have never really liked the Silver Surfer. I like the concept. Yeah. I mean, the concept of this guy that's all-powerful and almighty, you know, he freed himself from Galactus, blah, 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 okay. But the guy's going around the universe on a surfboard, that just doesn't compute.
Dude, this is a remnant of the late 60s, early 70s, and the comic thinking then was just a little on the retarded end of things. I mean, they came up with some really goofy ideas, and I agree with you 100%. I'm into all the intergalactic weirdness and all that, but riding around on a surfboard, it's a little stupid. I mean,
yeah, but I did like what they did, you know, like that scene in the trailer where he's going through the tunnel and he just like phases through the surfboard to look underneath. I didn't quite understand. I'm like, okay, why didn't you just look over your shoulder, dude? I mean, what? Are you like,
I am the Silver Surfer. Dude, please, dude.
So was he introduced in the Fantastic Four comics? You have to pardon my dumbness in this regard.
No,
I believe so, because he was one of the precursors to Galacticus coming to a planet.
He breaks his control.
Okay. I sure hope they redesign Galactus, though, because I would be very disappointed to see a huge guy with a blender for a head.
What? Well, that's true. That's true. In the comics, he's wearing like all blue and purple.
What
and the helmet
I
looks
see,
like a blender.
Will it blend?
What I want to see is the Watchers. I want to see those big-headed guys with the togas. What I'm talking about?
From Fantastic Four?
Yeah,
Fantastic
Four?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, what are those called? Wait, what are those called?
The Watchers, I remember that. Just said.
Oh, just the Watchers?
Yeah, it's called the Watchers.
What else do you want?
Oh. No, I couldn't remember.
They can't use that name because it was already
That's
used
what they
in
do,
the
which
movie.
It was pretty... They were pretty useless in the comic. It's like,
yeah,
so
we
found these race of super beings. And what exactly do you do?
We watch.
But can't you help us? Because Galactus is going to eat our planet. No, we just won't watch.
Galactus is going to see if Earth will blend. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, no, and besides that, the concept behind Galactus is pretty lame. I mean, okay, the guy is a being that, okay, the Earth fits in his mouth, okay. Now, what's with the body? What does he walk on? Why does he have that shape?
Yeah, it's late 70s, dude.
It's just never...
Or early 70s, I'm telling you.
And what does he really need the Silver Surfer for? I mean, the Silver Surfer is supposed to like go and get it ready for him.
The
guy's freaking huge. All he has to go is like, go swallow the planet. That's it.
Okay, occasionally in the early 70s, you can come up with a character, say, like Dr. Octopus, and you can actually make him cool later on. But more often than not, you end up with something like...
I'd say who's cool.
Silver
Doctor
Surfer.
Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom's pretty cool, yeah. If he's done
but I really didn't like what they did with him in the first movie.
I know it. That's what pisses me off. I really hate they wasted that, because he was always the best.
Yeah, he's the ultimate bad guy in that
universe.
Dr. Doom
was actually cool.
He's one of the
coolest. I was all for a redesign. Yeah, sure, redesign him.
If you had to say, okay, let's do this real fast before we take a break. If you had to take the bad guy, the ultimate bad guy in the Marvel universe and the ultimate bad guy in the DC universe, who would those two guys be?
Bizarro and...
Bizarro? Solomon Grundy, dude. Solomon Grundy, put him in charge. Yeah.
Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy mad. Solomon Grundy basically Hulk.
Did you hear this?
Solomon Grundy and Grey Hulk.
Yeah, dude. Grey Hulk. No, seriously, would you say like Magneto in Marvel? Dr. Doom in Marvel? Would you say?
I'm not a big fan of Magneto. I think he's okay, but he's not my favorite bad guy.
In the comics, I'm saying. Don't let the movies fool you.
No. Yeah, but in the comics.
Yeah, even
in the comics.
All right.
One of the things that
bad guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you say
one of the things that we actually talked about just before New Year's hit was what happened in Indiana Jones 4.
It's starting. They're filming this year.
Yeah, and what's funny is I just heard about that over the weekend, and they actually officially said they're going to start working on it in June.
Yeah, I got it.
As
soon as they can reanimate Harrison Ford.
Yeah, dude. They can bring him back.
Hey, man, don't mess with the Ford. I mean, I was all like, dude, you're too old and everything. But after I heard that news of that paparazzi that got into his hotel room and he actually kicked his ass, That was awesome.
That is pretty awesome. For 69, that was awesome. That's not bad, or whatever he is. Is he 69, right? Or is that wrong?
He's over 60. I don't know how much.
This is 69-year-old.
No, I got the bad guy. Okay. I got the bad guy.
Do it.
Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Apocalypse is awesome. Yeah. That's
Apocalypse is awesome.
That's Marvel, yeah, that's Marvel or DC? Yeah, okay. So DC, who's the guy that actually killed Superman or basically sort of did? What was his name?
Doomsday.
Doomsday is pretty awesome.
I actually got one worse than that. I think probably the worst villain is Mr. Mixelplick.
That one was so cool. I mean, like, say my name backwards. That's my weakness. Gotta love that.
All right. Well, wait. Is the Joker's pretty cool? I'd give Lex Luthor some props. There is Bizarro. Who's really the coolest in the DC universe, or is none of them cool?
I've never really thought of the DC universe as something cool.
Well, there's a lot of cool.
Yeah,
DC.
I know. I prefer all the.
Okay,
all right.
The DC universe isn't cool, but there's some characters and stuff that are cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure.
I mean,
like Justice League of America. That's a good.
Oh yeah,
until series.
The big green Martian Manhunter walks in and ruins everything. That guy sucks.
Yeah.
He's the worst. What is
but
that
you know,
all
you
about?
You know that guy sucks in his visual aspect. But his attitude and the whole concept behind him is really cool.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. In
he
the comics,
like a
anyway.
Head off of Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
All right. Well,
Hold on.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about not only movies but also games we expect to be in love with this year. Maybe a little technology thrown in and some personal stuff if we have time. We'll see. And we have a great crappy movie of the week, and Andrew doesn't know it, but he's playing the word game today. So right after we get a little Rico review, we'll be right back.
Hello and Happy New Year, Extra Life Radio. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with another review for you. This week I'm going to talk about a British science fiction television show called Torchwood. This show is a spin-off series from the new Doctor Who BBC show. It features Captain Jack Harkness and a group of very unusual people in an organization called Torchwood. They basically go around the UK hunting down alien threats, problems. It's kind of a British X-Files type show is the way I'm finding it. The characters are interesting. The setting is, of course, in the UK mostly. But the stories are real good so far. This is a little more adult than Doctor Who, I'd say. There are some stories that are, like I said, a little more adult-oriented. It's definitely still a great show, I think. It's got a lot of appeal to it. The characters are very interesting. I'm really liking it so far. I'm about midway through the season. It's really only available on those things called BitTorrents out there if you're in the U.S., but I'm sure it'll end up on the Sci-Fi Channel someday. So if you get a chance, check out Torchwood from the BBC. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Tracking down alien life on Earth and arming the human race against the future. The 21st century is when everything changes. And you've got to be ready.
Fascinating.
Hey, everybody. You hear me talk every week about youbuynow.com and why I like to shop there when it comes to any sort of geekery that I might need to purchase. Just wanted to pop in today and say 2007 should be a great year for youbuynow.com because they're going to get in the latest and greatest toys and accessories. Anything you'd ever need. So looking for the latest replica of that lightsaber? You don't need to go anywhere else but youbuynow.com. Go check them out. Use Extra Life as your code, and you will save 10% on your next order. That's youbuynow.com.
Extra.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks a lot, Rico. Thanks, you by now.
That's a wonderful life, yeah.
What's a wonderful what?
A new
what?
Version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, this life is a wonderful life.
Over the weekend, I saw the movie Click.
Oh, how's that? I heard that was good.
It was actually really good.
It. Yeah.
Wait.
I saw a movie over the weekend.
What would you say?
And I wanted to talk about it.
What?
I saw Rocky Balboa.
Oh, what'd you think?
Well, okay. First, there's one thing you got to say before anything else, and it's, dude, when I'm 60... I want to be like Sylvester Stallone because
full of steroids, or what?
That guy climbs into the ring, and for a 60-year-old guy, he is fit.
Yeah,
he is in really good shape to be 60. And I'm
but
not
he
talking
is the
like
Italian stallion.
I'm not talking like oh, look at him. I mean, he's 60. We'll forgive this and that. No, I mean, he's 60, and he is massive.
Yeah, it's steroids.
Well, yeah,
though,
that's what eating those pills like candy will do to you.
Yeah, it's true, and he's admitted this much, that he's a big fat steroid with legs. I mean, he's just a huge steroid eater. But that's okay. It looks good in the movie. You get your $8 worth. I get that.
Yeah, and Rocky Balboa, okay, my only complaint about the movie really is that it's too short. I mean, I don't know.
Is this the one where he's in the boxing ring and he stumbles back and he breaks his neck on the footstool?
What?
No.
No, that's $1 million Balboa.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
$1 million Balboa. Is that the one?
But no, but it's really, I actually like the movie because in this movie, it's like he goes back to what Rocky was in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, like this urban story. I mean, everybody, like from the city and everything. The later Rockies, they're like more hero stories. Here it's more, it's back to what Rocky was in the beginning.
Is this and 6 actually, or 5? This is 6, right?
I think this would be 6.
6, yeah.
And it's actually a pretty good movie because it really is this guy saying, hey, look, I'm old, but I still got, you know, I still got it.
Yeah.
And the movie is not apologetic about it. I mean, the whole movie is that. The whole movie is, look, I'm old, but I still got it going on, and it's true.
Yeah, great guy movie, I hear. Now, the fifth one, that's when they went to, that was Rocky when he went to space, right? Do I remember that right?
Yeah, Rocky that was the one. No, it was. He went to Mars and he fought some Martians or something.
Sweet. Is that where he...
Green Martian?
He fell out with Ronnie Cox and their eyes bulged out because they couldn't breathe on the surface.
That's the one where he kept having those dreams.
2 weeks.
In the end, he eventually slammed his hand on that giant silver marble, and it thawed out all the ice cubes.
Oh,
or whatever.
All right.
And it made it,
that was a good one. That's now, it. But the reason I know I bring that up kidding, but I ask you this, Obsidian. Is it a jarring problem going from how crappy Rocky had become to kind of getting back to the roots he wrote and directed, which he hadn't done since the first or second, I believe? Is that a jarring experience, or are you able to reset and kind of go, okay, this is okay on its own? Or I mean, how's that?
It's not difficult at all because basically the movie is so incredibly different from the last stuff we saw of Rocky.
Really?
It is, because, I mean, okay, the fight is just like the ending of the movie. All the rest of the movie is like this guy in his neighborhood trying to deal with the fact that he got old.
Tell me this. Okay, is there two major fights in the film? The first one he loses, the second one he wins.
No, there's just one fight. And I'm not going to say how it goes because, I don't want to ruin the movie for people. But it's not what you expect, I will tell you that.
Okay, well, there's...
Oh, it's during the fight at some point.
It's not what I expect,
his old coach reappears and goes, use the force.
Yeah. Use the force, Rock!
But it's really cool. It's really cool because basically the whole movie is about this guy dealing with the fact that he's old now.
Yeah.
Isn't his wife dead in the movie? Isn't
yeah,
she?
She's dead.
Yeah, she's dead in the movie and everything. And that's pretty much...
And Burgess Meredith is not in the film, correct? He's no longer with us.
He died
Burgess Meredith. I think he got eaten by the Trident in Clash of the Titans.
But it was one thing that's really cool is that the movie does not fall. The movie does not fall into all the cliches from these sort of fight movies that you get, you know, where he basically gets his ass kicked at first and he remembers something and then he goes back and he kicks his ass and everything. No.
Ain't nothing better than over the top, man.
Over the top rocks, man.
Yeah. That's...
But to me, the best boxing movie is Gladiator. Not the one with Russell Crowe. Did you guys ever see that movie, Gladiator?
I heard about it. Now that you mentioned, I do remember something about it. It was a couple of main people, a couple of dudes in it, right? Like it was about two boxers or no? A black dude and a white dude?
Did they have Van Damme in it?
No.
No.
Oh, that's another one, actually. No. This one is with this blonde dude that I never saw again, and there's Cuba Gooding Jr. in it.
That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's the movie I'm thinking of. Yeah, the one with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Dolph Lundgren. That was an awesome movie. Great movie.
No, it wasn't Dolph Lundgren. It was Cuba Gooding Jr. and James Marshall.
It was...
Came out in 1992.
Future Soldier.
That was a good movie.
Your
Gladiator.
What was that movie called, Brian? Was it Future Soldier? Or Soldier?
No. Oh, no, no. Universal Soldier.
Yeah, Universal Soldier. Universal Soldier, which is like, it just meant he could plug into PCs and Macs.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway. And take cold baths with ice.
All right, so games. What are we looking forward with games? Here's my short list. Metroid Prime 3 for the Wii. I'm very, very, very excited. Did you get your Wii yet, Obsidian? No?
No.
Dude.
I don't have one either.
WarioWare, which comes out on the 15th of this month. Getting that. Can't wait. Mario Galaxies I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to The Burning Crusade, of course, for World of Warcraft. I'm looking forward to Assassin's Creed for the 360.
Assassin.
BioShock for the 360. Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Wii. Spore for the PC or wherever else it shows up. Army of Two. I think that's what it's called. Where you just kind of...
That sounds gay, dude.
Well, it's
I'm sorry. I mean, I normally don't say that,
it's
but
supposed
that
to be,
sounds gay.
It's supposed to be amazing, though, that game. Halo 3, well, maybe. We'll see. Zelda DS, looking forward to that. Crysis looks amazing, but I probably won't be able to play it. And Worms HD on 360
so,
Arcade.
So, pretty much every game that's going to be released in 2007, so there's no use of me saying nothing.
No, you guys
with
have got stuff I missed.
Good job!
Me, it's
good
Burning,
job, Scott.
Burning Crusade and Spore are really the two main ones I'm really looking
those
for.
Those are the two you're looking for?
That's I'm great. Not even going to play
well,
anything
I'm looking forward
Spore
to Metroid,
out.
But I don't even have a damn Wii yet.
Yeah, the Walmart, by the way, this is just kind of telling, and again, I'm not doing this to kick dirt in Sony's face. I was at the Walmart yesterday, down to the Walmarts, and they had three signs telling people, we are so sorry, we are out of Wiis, we do not expect any new stuff for such and such time. They're still blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And the guys just always apologized to people. Meanwhile, in this huge case over there, there were 15 PlayStation 3s just sitting there. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Obsidian.
Why do you even apologize for bashing on Sony?
Because I know you're going to give me a hard time.
It's not like we're not used to it.
Wait to see tomorrow's comic. You'll enjoy that one.
Is it going to involve Sony and another turd?
It might. It might very well. The PlayStation well, 3
as
makes
long
a good...
as it's not as long as it's not I sent Kim to sleep on the couch no. because now I sleep with my Wii.
No, it explains how the six-axis controller makes a good turd slicer for this whole problem we had earlier in the show. Just kidding. Okay, Obsidian, what games are you looking forward to this year, if any?
Actually, Metroid. Metroid for the Wii, mm-hmm. which of course I would be looking forward to with the Wii.
Yes.
but yeah, basically Metroid.
That's your big one because you got your little Final Fantasy fix for a while and
because I stole my brother's PlayStation 2,
mm-hmm.
And I've been playing Final Fantasy 12. And
it's
it
awesome,
is the
right?
to me it's the best game I played in 2006.
Wow, that's great. That's cool. I've heard that from many people. I hear it.
Yeah, it's like they took the game and they said, okay, let's take all the good stuff of Final Fantasy and leave it or make it better, and let's take all the stuff that didn't work in Final Fantasy and fix it.
Yeah, but the sum of it, like random battles, that was a bad idea from the first day. It's like, why did they have that in there for so long? Why couldn't they have come up with a better way to handle
it?
Well,
let's admit, it's not just Final Fantasy. I mean, that is pretty much... I think that I'm not sure.
They set
but
the
I
standard.
Think you, I think you would even get random battles in Dragon Warrior for the NES.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah. I mean, a lot. Everybody else kind of followed suit, but I think those guys.
NES or the SNES.
No. Dragon Warrior was
the Synapsis.
The NES.
Yes, that's true.
While we're all bashing on Sony, there's a
we're
paper,
bashing on Sony?
A research paper on researchandmarkets.com. That's predicting by the year 2010, Sony will have sold 75 million PlayStation 3s and will take the crown of next generation game system.
Well, there you go. I guess we'll
Interesting.
See.
Interesting.
So that means they've got to sell 512,000 machines a week between
I have no problem with Sony finding that success. I would be happy to have them find their old feet and realize what dumbasses they've been for the last year and a half. And
you
know, if they could get back to where they are, where their strengths are, I'd be happy about that.
I love my PlayStation 1, so I agree. I wish Sony did have something good.
Yeah, what's the problem? It just gives me... Okay, we're done talking about Sony, but we could go on about that all day. So that's a lot of the game stuff. How about technology? Here's what I'm looking for. Flying cars.
Flying cars.
Yeah, I agree.
Personal droids.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, I agree.
I think I'm pretty seriously
you know
looking
what?
At the new
I'm
iPhone.
I'm looking for Cherry 2000 sex bots.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I want an iPhone if it's real. I want the new Macs they announced this month at Macworld. I'd love Leopard, and I really actually would like to get my hands on Vista.
What?
Leopard, the new Mac OS.
Leopards?
Leopard, the new version of Mac OS.
Leopard pirates that come out of a fog.
I wonder if Apple will ever do OS 11, honestly. That just looks like X, or I don't know. But
I want
to try Vista. Okay, go ahead, Brian. Now, Brian, this is going to be your big topic, because you're Mr. Techno, got your hands in every little bucket. So what do you think?
The first thing I want is the new Electrolux vacuum shoes by Electrolux.
Is that for real?
Those are for real. Electrolux has spent this past year and really has went out and had a contest for innovative ideas in home appliances.
Yeah.
And that's just one that really stood out to me was vacuum shoes. If I could get some of those, well, that would rock.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
If anybody at Electrolux is listening, I would be glad to wear
test
a pair
them
of, I'll even go to the mall and vacuum the entire mall.
Dude, put it, Brian, Andrew is good at going and getting like t-shirts and stuff. We should put him on this. Have him get a hold of those guys. Get us a pair of them shoes.
I'm looking at a picture of the vacuum shoes, and I'm like, I thought you were making this crap all up, and it's actually true.
That's awesome. What if I've been stepping in dog crap? And oh, I guess you don't wear them all day, right? That's just something you put on when you vacuum. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to walk outside and and actually leave them on. You know, that wouldn't be good.
Electrolux vacuum shoes.
That's very interesting.
That kind of reminds me of those animated shorts, you know, of the World of Tomorrow kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll show you some animated shorts. Just kidding. let's
look
see.
At animation of these shorts. I also look forward to the this is actually out now. They have a mouse that converts into a Skype voiceover IP telephone. Have you seen these things?
Oh yeah, I did see that
from Genius.
Yeah,
that's the brand that I believe Obsidian was telling us about not too long ago about the scanners and stuff, weren't you?
Yeah, Genius brand, right?
Yeah. So,
they're making a mouse.
I couldn't believe you guys didn't.
They're making a mouse.
But what if you need to use your mouse to talk? Like, what if you need to
that's what I was wondering. I was a little bit confused about because it's like, oh, it looks like a great idea. That's so cool because your hand will be right there if the phone starts ringing. So you don't have to go looking for the phone.
Do you rub it on your face when it's up there?
Yeah, you totally couldn't do anything at that point. I wonder if they got like a trackball or on the back of it or something. It might have like a little trackball or something on the back of the, mouse.
It's genius, in fact, I would say.
It's genius.
It's absolutely genius.
Brilliant.
Andrew, any technological advancements you're looking forward to? Anything cool?
Well, like you said, you know, flying cars, personal droids, and the Shiri 2000 sex bots.
All right. You've got simple needs.
Yeah, pretty much. The whole flying car thing, we've been sold on that for so many years.
Yeah.
Since we've been kids, we've been promised like George Jetson cars that turn a briefcase.
Why don't you want a flying car, Brian?
Dude,
people can't drive, let alone
That's a whole other dimension you have to worry about. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole,
Wait a minute. We're supposed to renounce. We're supposed to give up on our dreams, on our dream car, just because you drive like a granny?
You know what I want? You know what I want?
What do you want?
I want a bridge that will expand from the United States to Europe. That's what I want.
All right.
Across, like a little train. I want to be able to get on a train and ride over there. That's what I want to be able to
do. Oh, dude, that's totally
cheap.
Do
you know that with all the silver that the Spanish conquistadors stole when they came to South America, you could actually build a bridge from here to Spain?
Oh. Well, where's the damn silver? Let's build something.
While we're still talking about cars,
I don't know where it went, but
I got my creepy story.
Oh yeah,
Obsidian game not creepy when I told it to you guys earlier.
Yeah, tell us the speedy
version.
Not
much can creep out Obsidian.
Tell us the speedy
version.
Apparently,
basically, I got a new car. I bought it from my friend's sister.
Named Christine.
Well, it's not brand new.
It was named Christine.
Her name's not Christine.
Oh.
So I get the car and I'm in the car and I'm cleaning it out. It's a Toyota.
Is her name Butterfinger?
And
she sold you a dirty car?
No, in the glove box I find the paperwork for the original owners. So I was rather shocked that she was the second owner. So I was like, wow, now I'm the third owner. There's only been three people that even owned this car.
Why is this shocking?
Well, the original owner is my neighbor from across the street.
Okay, so let me get this
straight. So it's like the car came home. Basically.
So it came home
like
Herbie.
And they used to be good friends with Andrew's mom and dad, and they're pretty sure that Andrew was conceived in the back of that
car. Oh, dude, nasty.
Okay, now you actually did make the story creepy.
Yeah, now the story is creepy. No.
So it was just eerie that, you know, I bought this car. I needed a car, and it happens that my friend's sister was selling a car, and I buy the vehicle, and it just happens to originally belong to the people across the street.
That's way small world kind of stuff. When that happens, that fully makes it so you'll never win the lottery. I hope you know that, if you're aware of that.
And just think about this. Everybody that guy pissed off in that car is looking for you, buddy.
You think?
Okay, yeah. That's nice.
I was trying to find Herbie the Love Bug, the original. Oh, here it is. Herbie Rides Again. No, Monte Carlo.
Well, you know, my car.
You gotta find the Herbie music.
Because Dean.
See, I was thinking of Christine.
Yeah.
But Scott brought up, maybe it's like Herbie.
It's happy. Yes, it's like Herbie. Herbie's nice.
That's
and
because
happy.
Scott is a pissy.
And it's because Andrew looks like Dean Jones. So, yeah, it came after him.
But, but no, like, for example, look at my Jeep. I bought my Jeep a year and a half ago, and it's still not legally mine because the guy Jeep. I bought it from is so damn old that his signature on the papers... he's so old that he can't write his signature correctly, and he hasn't been able to sign the papers
that's
saying that
funny.
The car is now mine.
That's awesome.
So you gotta wait him out, huh? Yeah. Gotta wait till he dies.
So what, you're driving a vehicle that technically belongs to somebody else?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Take over a machete.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, let's do a crappy movie of the week. Gosh dang it. Boy, we haven't had any other segments today. I guess because the New Year's like, look at the forward to the New Year kind of thing.
Well, what about your plans for this year, Scott? What do you want out of 2007?
My personal plans, I have many, but one of them is I have a book I want to self-publish and sell. I have new goals for total traffic on Extra Life. I have new goals for how many listeners we have on this show. I have goals about going to Dragon Con with you guys. I have goals... that deal with a rash that
number
it doesn't seem to want to go away.
Number of bowel movements per day.
Number of bowel movements per day.
Off doing. See, that's the only thing that is a drawback for September. Dragon Con is in September, and so is the Podcast Portable Media Expo, which we kind of got called out on.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to that, and then I don't know what I'm going to do. And the other problem is that's usually the month I get my annual stomach flu, so I don't know how we're going to deal with it all. I'm just kidding, dude. I don't have an annual stomach flu.
You know, I wouldn't have found it hard to believe, though.
Yeah, none of us laughed, so we all bought it.
Yeah, you all bought right into that. All of that sounds like whole lots of fun to me, I think. So it should be a good year.
What about you, Brian?
Me?
Oh, or Andrew, yeah.
Brian, whoever. No, let Brian go next.
Brian, yeah, go next.
First thing is to always interrupt Andrew. That's my first
goal. That's your first goal? You're doing a good job of that tonight.
All right. Mark that off.
Do it.
Well, also, my next goal is to not miss any updates on my comic. And so far, I'm off to a good start. Did not miss it.
We're holding you to it.
Time.
We're holding you to it.
That's right. Also want to lose a little bit more weight. Want to get a little healthier so that I stay well.
Yeah.
Because I really haven't been sick
like,
just in a summer.
I love the way he says it, though. To lose a little more weight. So he's basically telling us that he did already
he
lose
did.
Weight.
He's a skinny dude now. He's like
lost
a little
weight, but I want to lose a little more weight.
He doesn't look like that sweaty guy I used to have on the page for
I
want to
live past 35. It's just what I want to do. It's my goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. Which is like next week or something. Yeah. But that's awesome. So
I was just about to ask, aren't you like 35 now?
Now, Brian does or just started or will just start or sometime this week, I guess.
Yeah.
You're going to put up your first episode of a kind of a mini podcast, mini cast created for Mission Deep and for sci-fi fans.
Correct.
And how soon are people going to be able to hear that thing?
Hopefully in the morning. After we get off here, I'm going to try to record a little something. It's probably just going to be... me talking about what I have in store and what I plan on doing for the podcast and Mission Deep site complete.
So you've got that. Obsidian's got his audio rants, which are always enjoyable, and you got your neurotoxins over there at Andrew's. Except
yeah,
that.
I need to get that's well. When Brian's finished, I'll go for
oh,
my
he's
goals.
He's finished all right. Good. He's finished.
Go ahead, Andrew.
My
no, wait a minute. Okay, I'm through interrupting.
My goals for 07, I have a feeling that 07 in general is going to be a really good year for ELR and the instance and everything. I plan on keeping up with my neurotoxins. It's funny because I even set a date to get back into doing neurotoxins, and then I had the flu for a week. and stuff. So I'm going to keep that up to date and generally not get killed by my haunted vehicle.
Sweet.
And
just be nice to Herbie and he'll be nice to you. It's no problem.
And other than that, I mean, get the ball rolling and keep things going as bigger as they. Oh, by the way, I mentioned Click. I don't know if I told you guys this.
What, you want one of those remotes?
No, actually,
we should keep it realistic here, Andrew.
I actually did. Well, I did an interview on Skype, and Skype kept screwing up, and we messed around with it, and it kept messing up. So eventually, we just did an interview through IM and through chat. But I actually interviewed about a week and a half ago. I interviewed Adam Sandler.
Oh, dude, what the hell? Shut up. You're lying.
We kept messing around with Skype, and it kept screwing up, and then we were kind of screwing around, chatting and stuff, and Skype kept crashing.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, and one thing led to the other. And
so eventually, we chatted through IM, and I sent him more or less the same questions I was asking him when Skype I kept getting disconnects. Like that one night, we kept trying to do it, and it kept hanging up.
Dude,
Skype
wait a minute. You were interviewing Adam Sandler.
Yes.
But for real.
Yes.
Dude.
I wrote him a while ago and asked him if we could do an interview. And
well,
he was like,
dude,
yeah, sure.
My Skype was running good. You should have called me that night. I could have gotten us all hooked up. Are you serious? You really were talking to him?
Yeah. I mean,
Wait a minute. This is kind of embarrassing, though. I mean, you interviewed Adam Sandler and your Skype screwed up.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, that's the thing is, first, he didn't have Skype on. I asked him, do you want to do this on the phone or through email or IM or on Skype? And he was like, he maintains his MySpace page. He actually maintains that page himself and stuff. And he's like, well, I'm not too savvy with Skype. If you walk me through it, I'll try it out. And we got Skype working and we messed around with it and it kept screwing up. And I kept clicking the record button and it would record it. And then it would friggin' disconnect me.
So at this point, Adam Sandler hates your guts.
Oh, damn it.
No, he thought he was doing something wrong. He was very understanding. He was like, I think I'm doing something wrong. Am I clicking something I'm not supposed to click?
Well, he did make Little Nicky. Other than that, he was fine.
And I told him, I was like, no. But the interview went really well because pretty much I didn't ask him like the generic questions everyone asks him all the time. I asked
how
him
large
more about,
is your penis?
No, I asked him more about, you know, the fact that he produces a lot more, so he has more time
to
spend at home with his wife and kids, and, you know, how his life's changed being married, and what's it like being a father. You know, the kind of stuff no one bothers asking him in the magazines, because I thought it would be fun to ask him different stuff.
Holy turds on fire, dude. You talked to Adam Sandler. Gosh, dang it. We need to get him on here. Will he do it again sometime?
I don't know. I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, I have a couple.
Oh, I do see why he wouldn't. Because
well, I have a couple other interviews I've been trying to line up for this next year. One of them is...
Are you going to share with us, or are you just going to keep them to yourself,
no,
too?
The other one is...
I can bet. I can bet Adam Sandler was like, so what is this interview for? Like, I just collect wives.
That's entertainment tonight. I'm Mary Hart. Just call me Mrs. Hart. It's all good. I have a cold.
I've got to figure out how we're going to pull this off, but the Frag Dolls said they would do an interview for ELR.
That's cool. I'll do that.
The only thing is how are we going to pull, unless we just interview one of them. You know, it's...
Well, let's interview the hottest
how
one.
How many people we can pull into, what do you call it, that we can pull into Skype.
Five.
I asked about doing an interview with the website I Am 8-Bit.
Oh, yeah.
And they said they would do one.
Really? Now, wait, there was one other one that you were talking to that was kind of a big one that I did know about.
Well, one of them is the guy who does that Godzilla page.
The comic
Twisted
that's...
Kaiju Theater or whatever.
Yeah.
Sean from Twist that does that. All his comics are done using, like, you know, actual Godzilla action figures and stuff.
Yeah, I know. He's put up ads in my site.
Yeah, he said he would do an interview, and I'm trying to work out, I don't know if this will be an audio interview or it'll just be like an email interview, but I'm trying to work out an interview with Kate Beckinsale, the chick from, of course, Obsidian was talking earlier about Kate Beckinsale. I've chatted with her a couple times through email. But I'm trying to work out possibly doing an interview.
Dude, Andrew's the freaking man all of a sudden. Okay, here's the question. Oh my gosh, Kate Beckinsale, dude. Can you find out from her why
she'll marry me?
Why Underworld why Underworld 2 was so poopy? Can you find that
what?
Out?
You didn't like the second
I
one?
I liked the first one a lot. I really didn't like
really?
The second
I
one.
I
loved
much. The second one. I liked it more
I
than
the I liked
first
the second one too.
Oh, you guys liked it because she was pretty much nude in a big
well,
chunk of it.
Her wearing
what's wrong
vinyl,
with that?
She could just stand there wearing vinyl. And I'll watch it.
All right, crappy movie of the week. Holy crap, I got to move on. That's awesome, though. Holy Adam freaking Sandler was almost on our show. I just may have to go poo in here in a minute. Ugh. Anyway.
So you're, yeah, but then you're going to have anyway. To break it up with a stick.
That's true. All right, here it is.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
Yeah, we'll bring it back in. All right, so...
No, I'm just going
to
cry myself.
Crappy Movie of the Week this week is brought to you by the watch Michael bought me. It works perfectly. Now that I've wound it and continue to wind it, it's fine. It's no problem.
And don't you feel stupid now?
Yeah. I took a really cool
it's
picture
like
of it.
It's like some kind of winding magic.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way,
it
if anyone
works with this new winding technology.
If anyone's bored out there, they can go to the blog and check out the updates we're doing to this improv comic between Len and myself from Job on
yeah,
Radio.
Yeah, I've been reading that. It's cool. Actually yeah. really cool.
It's kind of fun. All right, so here's our movie. Holy crap, we're already over an hour and 3 minutes. Here we go.
Yeah,
crappy movie
year.
Of the week is called Slap the Girl. No. Oh, Tammy and the T-Rex. I have Slap the Girl down for some reason. Sammy and the T-Rex. Andrew, give us the hoedown. or the
came
lowdown.
Out in 1994. Yeah. It was written and directed by Stuart Raffel, who also did the sequel to Mannequin.
Yeah.
He also
oh,
did,
yeah. Wait, that looks great on your resume.
He
yeah,
did Mac and Me, The Philadelphia Experiment,
oh, no,
and Ice Pirates.
Ice Pirates? That was cool. I like
Ice Pirates. Ice Pirates sounds
awesome.
A lot like something else.
Yeah.
Ass Pirates.
Yeah. Ice Pirates is awesome.
Yeah, they love to plunder.
Ah!
It stars Denise Richards.
Yeah. Nude.
You know,
that's
known
a good
for
sign.
Her acting.
Yeah. Nude.
And Paul Walker from Too Fast and Furious.
Nude.
The basic idea is Paul Walker's character, he dies, and an evil scientist takes his brain and puts it into a body of an animatronic T-Rex.
That's awesome. Not just a T-Rex, but an animatronic one.
And the T-Rex escapes, wreaks havoc on the high school, and is reunited with his high school sweetheart, Tammy. Together, the couple try to elude the mad scientist and the police to find a more appropriate vessel for Michael's brain.
Nice. All right. Well, now I know where Slap the Girl came from. It's from our
yeah,
first...
because definitely the T-Rex, it wasn't working for them. You know, he did have the whole tail thing, but the scales, they were definitely uncomfortable.
Yes. I will leave that one right there. Slap the Girl. That's why I was saying Slap the Girl. From this first
he
clip.
He couldn't exactly gently bite her nipples. What? I can't say nipples on
no,
the show?
No, it's not that. It's just, I don't know
the
what it is.
The biting the nipples.
Ah, bah, bah. All right, here's our first 3-second sound clip from Tammy and the T-Rex.
You want me to slap the girl for you, Sheriff? No.
No. Do I look like? No.
I like that one. It's short but sweet. This one's even better.
It's
sorry,
not
go ahead.
Police brutality if they ask.
Yeah, if they ask, it's fine. Here's another one about sorry, new body. I don't know what I'm writing anymore. But here it is, anyway.
Michael, I'm so sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. We're going to find you another body. I promise, okay?
Okay, that's terrible. That's really bad. Freaking.
You know what's bad is the fact that knowing that it's Denise Richards. I know.
Wild Things, Denise Richards. Charlie Sheen's Sloppy Seconds is what she is now.
Okay. Wait a minute.
You
I just
say
said
that, but
I just said bite nipple, and you yeah, practically yeah. freaked out. But Charlie Sheen's sloppy
okay,
seconds
now wait.
Is okay.
That might be because yeah. I may not really actually know what sloppy seconds means because I didn't know it was anything rank. I thought it just meant you're like somebody's
yeah,
someone's
yeah,
leftover girlfriend. Is it nasty?
Yes, it is. It is very nasty, and you don't want
to
say it ever again.
Okay, I'll never say it again. I don't know what that means.
We need to get
Scott
some world into you, Scott.
Yeah, I know. We need to buy Scott a book on like sexual comments.
Dude, I'm living in my little biodome here in the desert.
You know, all I can do right now, and this is not an invasion to your privacy or intimacy, Scott, but all I can imagine now is that you sleep, basically you have one of those sheets that have a little hole in it.
Ah, bah, and, bah.
And that's pretty much it, because, damn it, I mean, we need to get some world into you, boy.
All right, good luck to you. Final clip. This one's about a boyfriend's brain.
That is my dinosaur that you are threatening. I made him and he's mine.
He's the one that caused all this. He put my boyfriend's brain in that thing.
That's awesome. I really actually want to see this movie.
The acting sounds amazing.
It does, isn't it sweet? Okay, now, Andrew, here's your big choice or chance to shine. We're going to play a fast word game. You have to say the first thing that comes to your mind as I read these off. Are you ready? Charred remains.
Lunch.
Okay. Dictaphone.
What? I'm not using your phone.
All right. Cheese cube.
Cheese cube.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. Cheese cube.
That was one of the original Nintendo prototypes.
That's right. He was also a rejected X-Men years ago in the 60s. No, just kidding.
Oh, cheese cube.
Fallout.
What's...
Isn't that Ice Cube's brother?
A cheese RPG. Cube, yeah. Yes, great RPG. Cream of wheat.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
All right, Glorp.
That's what Obsidian stepped in.
All right, that was fun. That's always fun to do. All right, everybody, you've been listening to Extra Life Radio. This was a long, long, long cast. We still have calls to go, but you'll enjoy those as well, I hope. It's the new year, and so we're having a little fun. If you would like to be on our show, you can call us on the crap line. That number's 206-203-CRAP. That's 2727 if you don't have little letters on your phone. If you want to email us, you can do that as well. myextralife@gmail.com. And for everything else, visit myextralife.com, join the message boards, comment in the blog, check out the comic 3 days a week, and have just a good old time, because that's what it's there for. Thanks, everybody, for being here all last year, and we're looking forward to a new year. Thanks again to you by now. Thanks to Rob for our theme music. Thanks to Sebastian for our mashups, of which a new one you'll hear shortly. And thanks to you guys for being such great listeners. And we'll see you next week for show number 120.
Don't care to go. I'm home about it. Me and my radio, babe. Amen for having. Saving all my love for you.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Geez, we just don't know how to find this guy. He's in a sidecar motorcycle dressed as Santa Claus.
You must make funny comics for a living.
You say, I lost those songs because I got on Napster 8 years ago.
I thought I heard a scream yesterday. Was that you?
It may have come off the dead body of a freaking Hutu or something.
Santa on a sleigh, A-OK. Santa on a motorcycle, run away.
All we need is Optimus dropping the F-bomb.
Mein Leben is pierced.
We say schlong.
Oh, it's right. Not a big dog?
I dropped my purse.
Yeah, that's a good Gilligan's Island episode. Correct.
In your face, people that were complaining.
Got it!
Hey, ELR. This is Josh from America. I think a good New Year's resolution for Scott would be to give anime a second chance, since I think there's some great anime out there that he's missing out on. Just as with any American medium, there's bound to be some bad shows out there, but there's plenty of great anime as well that is definitely worth watching. So Scott, for this new resolution, I suggest you could start off with an anime called Cowboy Bebop. It's about a couple of bounty hunters in the not-too-distant future and their various adventures they have throughout space. It kind of resembles Firefly a bit, as it's focused on a roguish crew, and it's a great blend of action, humor, with some elements of mystery thrown in. Everything about this anime is well done, from the animation, the English dubbing, and especially its soundtrack. And best of all, there are no doe-eyed characters. Well, save one. And you will have to put up with some strange colored hair tones. If you prefer TV episodes, check out the first disc of the series. It features the first 5 22-minute episodes and introduces the majority of the cast and gives you a taste of what the next 21 shows will be like. If you prefer your animation in movie format, check out the movie Cowboy Bebop, Knocking on Heaven's Door. It takes place towards the end of the series, but it works well as a standalone movie. And the animation is stepped up a notch from the original show, and it features some sweet explosions, just like you wanted. All in all, it's just a fun ride, and it won't make your head explode. That said, I hope you take up this resolution, Scott. I think you'll be glad you did. Happy 2007.
Hello, Scott. It's me, Mario.
I was talking to my friend Dean Cain, and he wants to be on the show, and I would like to be on the show, too. I'm not doing anything until Mario the Galaxy comes out, so give me a call. Thank you.
How's it going, guys? Pat from Boston, yeah. So I listened to the old shows, and I heard Andrew say you never listened to or watched the new Enterprise show. Just check it out on YouTube, the first 5 episodes. Pretty decent quality. And also, don't hate on Quantum Leap. Come on. Don't hate. Quantum Leap was awesome. Oh, boy. Hey, guys, how's it going? Just wanted to know why no one ever talks about the Legacy of Kain game series. It spanned multiple consoles. It was the greatest story ever told. And it's never even sold, like, 1 million copies. What's the deal with that? You should do, like, at least a whole show about it, if not 5. And, take it easy. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep it up.
Hello, Scott. This is Vladimir from Ahuki. I'm calling you just to wish you a happy new year to you, your family, and everyone who listens to the show. And as well to tell you, your website is down. I think you already eat the entire bandwidth for your website. So, anyway, happy new year from Mexico. This is Vlad. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Real Gone. Gotta say, I have extremely good luck having walked into an FYE at my mall today to find that they were actually selling Wii, and I picked one up. And Wii Boxing, even though, you know, as Scott said, it's not the most accurate thing in the world, it is also one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. So the Wii's awesome. I'm very happy. That's all I wanted to say. Happy New Year, everyone. See you later.
This is a song that my school had us sing in 5th grade, and they were obviously desperate because I'm tone deaf. But I've never heard this Christmas song since. When Santa goes to Mexico, he has a reindeer called Pablo. Pablo can sing and dance and sway. When he leads the band, the reindeers go, olé!
Hey, Scott, just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I thought something funny. I got a Wii for Christmas, which rocks, but I heard you read the Dark Tower thing, so I want to tell you, my girlfriend got it on the 19th, which was the day it came out, of course. But she was also the 19th person in line and saved it until Christmas, which was really cool. But, yeah, just thought the 19th thing was kind of weird from the Dark Tower thing. So, and I'm 19 this year, so I don't know. Anyway, have a great Christmas. Later.
Hey, Scott, it's Ben from New Jersey. I just want to wish you a very, very happy, healthy, safe, great holiday. That out of the way, I want to recommend a crappy movie of the week. My pretty much all-time pick for this would be Freddy Got Fingered, starring Tom Green. If you haven't seen it, please do everything you can. It is absolutely phenomenal in every possible way. Okay, take care.
Hey there, this is Ross Scott from the never-heard-of webcomic Rockets Rock Out. I was just wondering, you guys are all talking about the Transformers movie, and that looks great and all, but how come there's no talk about the new Ninja Turtles movie? There was a teaser trailer, and just recently, a new trailer, a full trailer, and even some news releases about some voice actors, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Kevin Smith, and some other people that probably other people could tell you about. Those are just the ones that stuck out to me, but that thing is looking freaking amazing. They're keeping it dark. Looks like they're going back to a lot more of the comic book stuff. Looks great. So, how about some chatter about that, huh?
The Tripod Network. What's on?